morelikeradio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Previously on Hippo Juice.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Stop it.
All right, I was at the end of the story. I'm sorry.
This shit is bananas.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Don't play that because I feel like that would get us off on YouTube.
Lady Jack gonna rock my world better than
I'm still playing this in the background.
I'm not worried. Because I think that who did
across
this?
All 90 states.
They need the
I love you, John.
He's kind of funny.
I love you so much.
Oh my god. Ow. Oh, my stomach. Ow. Oh. Oh my god, I pulled something.
My stomach is just all ripped. It's so cut right now because of that comment.
Oh, fuck.
Ow, I hurt myself. I gotta hurry up.
It's fucking funny.
Are you happy, Mark? You broke Dutch. Are you happy?
I broke Hippo Juice. I'm so sorry.
You fucking so murdered sorry. Him.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show.
Isn't racism fun?
No, fuck you, bro!
Everybody's in my asshole right
no,
now.
No, it tastes like man balls.
And like,
It says men shouldn't fondle other men's bungholes.
Ah! Hippo juice, nigga!
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number calling is 954-573-2780. It is Rocktober 5th, 2016. First Hippo Juice Show of the month, of the spooky October month. And while everybody...
Spooky!
And while the rest of the country is preparing for... Well, while the rest of the country is praying for cold weather and fall and pumpkin spice, we're Florida, so we have a fucking hurricane coming our way.
Boxed wine, bitches! So, pink wine makes me sweaty.
And that's Marie, don't call me Sarkeesian Lopez.
Hi, everyone.
And of course, Joel Dutch Van Wingerden.
I think he dropped out. I don't know
Dutch.
Where he is.
Dutch.
I mean, Dutch. Oh, he's not even on Skype. Why didn't he call back?
Why I said.
He was on Skype.
Anywho, welcome to the show. We'll get Dutch on momentarily.
I don't know what his deal is.
Texted me. Let's see what he's. He didn't text me.
Hopefully, his internet died. We're amidst a hurricane, and his internet.
Well,
dies.
Tell him to call while his internet goes on. Tell him to call the show. He knows the number. I'll have him on the phone. I'll deal with him that way for now. Anyway, welcome. Hi, James Riley on Facebook. I'm really high at home. I'm going to watch you guys for the very first time.
What?
Then you, my friend, did the right thing. Smoking weed. Before the show because that's the only way to... I'm also drinking my for the first time, this bulletproof coffee thing, which is I'm doing...
What do you mean bulletproof
well,
coffee?
Well, that's what it's called. I'm doing a ketogenic diet. I've been doing it for a couple months. I lost like 10 pounds doing it.
Good job.
But... gotta lose a lot more. But apparently, instead of mixing milk with your coffee, you mix it with butter.
Yeah, I've heard that.
And...
Is it as gross as it
no,
sounds?
No, here, actually, taste it. Taste it.
Okay.
She's it's You put unsalted butter with coffee, and I put a little bit of stevia in it, a packet of stevia in it.
Oh, yeah.
It tastes pretty good, right?
Tastes better than when I made it for myself.
Yeah, because you got to blend it. You got to blend it.
Oh, so yeah. You don't get the butter chunks?
James says pot's legal there in D.C., so you might as well. Well, you know what? Pot's legal in my heart everywhere. So.
But it's even better when it's really legal.
Honestly, the only reason you don't see me do it on camera is because we're in public.
Because it's illegal in Florida.
Exactly. It's illegal in Florida. And if Polk County saw this show, and because I talk a lot of shit about their police department. So I kind of feel like they're looking for a reason. So that's why there's no drugs in this household, except for bulletproof coffee, which we drink.
Oh, and alcohol. We got wine. Yay, boxed wine.
There is no.
Pink boxed wine.
No drugs in this house. This is for tobacco. I smoke tobacco out of it. And Marie's pink wine. Yeah, that's boxed wine that we bought at 7-Eleven. How is it?
It's delicious. It reminds me of the state I live in, Florida.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that it's trashy, but also refreshing.
And it's fucking scared of this pussy hurricane. I'm not fucking afraid of you. You know what? You know what I think of hurricanes? I think of hurricanes.
Come at me, bro.
I think of hurricanes just like I think of manatees. I fucking hate them and want them to die.
Come at me, bro. I don't have to go into work for the next 2 days.
Yeah, I know. But
technically, they didn't close down for tomorrow. They only closed down for Friday.
Right.
But most of the people are taking both days off because public school systems closed down. So everyone has their kids at home now. And so when no one else is showing up, I'm like, I'll work from home. Deuces.
Yeah, I know. It's. But anyway, this storm is. If you go to any. Well, Marie just went to the supermarket. She went to Publix or supermarket.
Oh, my God.
Fucking ridiculous.
Getting home was the fucking worst. The hurricane is fucking 2 days away. I couldn't even get on the highway. I drove through Disney as a better fucking option for getting home on time than using a highway with several lanes of possibly moving traffic that just weren't moving. And every gas station I passed along the way had a fucking line of cars. I don't know where gas is going, guys. The hurricane is going to be there and gone in a day. Sure, there might be some flooding, but just fucking stay at home. It's going to be the fucking weekend. You don't have to go anywhere. It's going to be fine.
You know, it's funny. I a lot of people know, but I do Ubering during the day. And today, since I Uber by Disney a lot, because there's always people that need rides there, I basically found myself being an Uber / weather comforter.
Oh, really?
Because,
they were all worried?
Like, I picked up some people from Ireland that were here, and they're going to be here for like a week. And I'm driving them around, and they've been watching, obviously, the local news. Now, I 100% believe, guys, I'm looking at you, 100% believe that meteorologists get hard-ons from hurricanes.
You know what? I can confirm that as I add Mitch to the phone call line. Hey, Mitch, what's going on? No? No?
He'll figure it out.
Hold on. I'm calling him back. Hey, Mitch, what's going on?
Hello.
Hey, Mitch, what's up, dude? Thanks for Skyping in. Yeah, Dutch's internet died, and, you know, it's just nice to have a producer, you know?
So, yeah. As I was saying,
I wasn't going to do anything, but...
That's, like, exactly.
Yeah,
you weren't busy. Like I said, you're filling in for Dutch.
You weren't busy.
You don't have to do anything.
I don't have a bunch of beers in front of me. I probably should go get
some. Have you tried the bulletproof coffee, Mitch?
No, I haven't. I've heard people saying they put butter in their coffee and stuff. It's supposed to be better for you than creamer, but like my creamer.
No, I know, but...
Well, just try it for funsies.
Let me tell
you,
it's pretty good. I did it for the first time just now.
Once you mentally get
really
over you're drinking butter, it's not bad.
Oh, no, I have no problem just drinking butter straight.
Mitch, come on. It's fucking Mitch.
But like I was saying, I was in a meeting earlier today where people were like making deals and stuff and, you know, buying advertising. And we were talking about the Weather Channel. We're like, are we going to have that ad run on the Weather Channel? And we all just laughed. We're like, yeah, right. They have their heads so full up the Hurricane Matthew's ass. We're not even
seeing
it until November.
During hurricanes, they basically should just run Super Bowl ads on the Weather Channel because that's the only time people watch the Weather Channel.
Oh, my God. It's like every 10 minutes, there's an update.
It's ridiculous because
it turned east a little.
It's ridiculous because, and Mitch, if you could hop on Hangout, it's ridiculous because I was picking up people and like this couple from Ireland. They were like, oh, we've been watching the news and we're all worried, you know, because of this storm that's coming and all the news sites are freaking out. But when you live in Florida, and I know a lot of people listen that aren't from Florida, but when you live in Florida, you become used to this. You become used to like the meteorologist exaggerating because nobody pays attention to meteorologists except for during hurricanes or storms. Outside of that, they aren't barely people, you mm-hmm. know? Honestly, can you name one meteorologist?
Nope.
Al Roker.
He's barely even.
The most famous meteorologist is Al Roker. No, but so they flip out, and even when the storm doesn't, they're like, oh, you have to be careful because there's flooding and people are this and that and people might die and no. And I'm like, fucking relax, okay?
Yeah, but how long could you go before you kill someone?
No, exactly. Like, it's, it's, dude, Marie, like I said, was at the grocery. People are bumping into each other. There's water running out in places. There's places that not in Central Florida
oh,
so
yeah.
much.
We were already laughing earlier, like, water's already sold out. Like, sorry, can't buy water, can't buy gas.
In South Florida, because they always freak out more.
Because they remember
because
Andrew.
Because they remember Andrew. In South Florida, I was getting messages from people that lived down there telling me the places were out of gas.
Yeah.
And there's price.
Or 3-hour waits.
There's Ollie North is another one. No, see, that's a fictional.
I don't even understand.
It's going to rain.
I don't even understand how so many people require gas. That it runs out.
I know.
Like, has everyone in the city been driving on empty for 3 days
yeah?
and now they decided to fill up?
And you know what? Here's what I'm going to say to you, electric car driving motherfuckers. What happens when the power goes out, shitheads? You are fucking boned. What are you going to do?
Hook up your little tiny cell phone solar panel to it.
Yeah.
Now, I will say for people on the coast, they are getting evacuated and that should be fairly scary. Where we are... We are in Central Florida, which is on the cusp of the cone of death.
Right.
So, like, if you just went inches west, we're completely fine and safe, and don't worry about it. And if you go a couple inches east, then it's, oh, my God, you're in a Category 4 hurricane. So, you know, we're right on that border, which really means we're going to get some tropical storm winds, maybe some Category 1 winds, which is, like, gusting up to 90
Scattergory,
miles.
Scattergory 1.
Like, 90-mile-an-hour winds, maybe max. But the people over on the coast are going to hit like 130, 150 mile per hour wind. So, yeah, they are getting evacuated and they would see some flooding. But this far inland.
Maybe like, okay, I figured something out. Here's how you make people more comfortable during an evacuation. All right. When the hurricane comes, like strip clubs and stuff like that close and prostitutes can't work. Obviously, they're ripping out on the street. It's raining. So we'll do something called ejacuations. Where we replace all the like medical people that are supposed to help you evacuate, like the police force and the firemen and all that, replace them with prostitutes and strippers and have them jerk you off while you're being evacuated.
People
will be comfortable.
Like
people will feel good.
Can you match it up with like Ubers? Like you can get an Uber jack off?
No. See, at that point, it's prostitution. You can't make money.
No. You're not paying for the prostitute. You're paying for the Uber. There just so happens to be a prostitute in the backseat.
Now, is this a thing that's only happens during like emergency situations, or can there be like the ejaculation police?
I think that like, if it's a good business model, it should continue on.
My point is, think about how many. Listen, okay, gun violence, right? Big problem. Cops shooting unarmed people. People shooting cops. Here's what you do. Have you ever been mad while getting a hand job? Ever?
Can't say I
no.
have.
No. Okay. So you jerk people off. Now, ladies, I know what you're thinking. Hmm. What about us? Well, what they do is they have handsome guys like from Chippendales or like, you know, stuff. Our construction sites, they can't work. Buff construction dudes.
Uh-huh.
Give you guys a finger popping while we're moving on. That's all we need to do. And this, the best part is tax deductible.
Ooh, that's even better.
Yeah, I don't know how we can do that. I just like saying words like that.
I was going to say, how is that even possible?
I'm doing the Trump. Way of debating where I just say how awesome my thing is so no one else has to.
Right.
Right, you know.
It's a great idea.
I thought that was just what you did anyway.
It's a great idea. Mitch, thank you. You're right. I did think of that. I'm very proud of that. And you know what, Mitch? We're going to improve the quality of the show, and I'm going to make you pay for it. That's what we're going to do.
Speaking of improving the quality of the show, is Dutch back?
Not that would.
I don't know if that is a big improvement.
Hey,
but
don't worry about it. Mitch came off of the bench. Coming in hot. He was
I don't know what is happening. Comcast is the worst company ever.
Yes, it is.
Can I say, well, anyway, I was reassuring tourists as I was Ubering back to my original thought, and they're all freaking out because they've been watching meteorologists, and of course, we're all gonna die. And I looked at, and I'm driving and I stopped at a stoplight and I looked back at them and I go, look, guys, you're gonna be fine. Number one, you're staying in Disney. So you're in the safest place you could be in Florida during a hurricane. Number two, Disney has to, not only does Disney have all their power lines underground, because they were, let's say what you want about Walt, he might be a Nazi, but he was fucking brilliant.
He was also a Nazi about power lines.
Yeah, he was. So ran them underground, all the power lines underground, and Disney has their own power plant. Not only that, they all have backup generators. So you're in the perfect place to be, and the shit storm's going to blow over. Then you're going to get into the parks for free. I pick up some Disney employees, too, when I'm doing the Ubering. And when I pick them up, I asked them today, I'm like, so what's going on? Are you guys working? They go, yeah, I mean, we're still working. There's no reason for us not to go into work. So these motherfuckers are going to be standing out there.
Oh, yeah, they're going to be there until tomorrow after. I think that they'll have the full day open tomorrow. Yeah. Maybe close for the fireworks, perhaps.
Hey, Tattoo Bam in Facebook. Thanks for joining. What up, dude? Oh, by the way, Tattoo Bam Bam, follow him. The guy's a tattoo artist. He shows pictures of his work. He is really, really good.
Oh, do you think
can he help me with my shitty tattoos?
Oh,
make them look
Dutch,
not so shitty.
Dutch got his fucking... Dutch looks like he got his tattoos from a flea market in the early 2000s.
I basically did. It's like one of those stick-on tattoos that never came off.
It's just the outline of a cross, and then he has the star on his ribs.
Outline
by the way,
of the stars on the ribs, which I forget about. Every I time actually I look like at him, the star. I feel gay.
What if I got the star on the ribs? Would that look cool?
Well, my sister and I both got them together.
What
so
kind of star?
Like a Dutch star.
A clear one? Yeah, but it will work on you because you're a girl. See, look, that on a girl, that would be a good tattoo. If those who can't see, Dutch has three basically stars
just
going
outlines
down his ribcage. No problem, dude. Give me your website. I'll plug it for you guys. I'm lucky because I don't have any tattoos, but I have like two.
Why for you don't have tattoos?
Not sure. I have two friends that are really, really good tattoo artists. So if I ever get one, I'm going to have to drive down to South Florida. Hey, Regina, what's up?
I can see you rocking a sleeve.
No, I know. I have nothing against them. I actually really I'm into tattoos, really good ones. I think they're awesome. My problem
is... Do you
have
any at all?
No, I don't. And it's not because I don't want one. It's because...
I thought you did.
Me?
Yeah.
No, I don't have any tattoos.
Oh.
No, none. None. Me either.
I think you should do a full-on left arm sleeve.
Dude, I'm not going to...
I would totally do a sleeve.
Dutch, I'm not going to lie to you. I was thinking of when I do it, I'm going to go big or go home. Like, I do it, I'm going to just get a sleeve and get it over with. I really like them, and I've always wanted one. It's just I really haven't found something yet. I don't want to have one of your situations, Dutch, where I have to show some of my shitty tattoo.
Yeah.
I want so it to be good, you know?
It's almost funny at this point. Not almost. It's super funny at this point. It's almost more like, yeah. I don't know, just, hey, it proves I went to college.
Yeah. And by the way, yeah.
Proves I had fun in my life.
Tattoo Bam, no. I'm in Orlando, but Dutch is in Colorado. He offered to fix up your shitty tattoo, but...
I'm going
to
be in Sarasota next week.
He's in South Florida.
Damn it.
Sarasota is nowhere near South Florida. That's like a four-hour drive.
Ugh. But, anyway,
if I were to get a tattoo,
No,
I said it right.
Okay,
I would get a Harry Potter tattoo.
I know, I know which one you want too.
I have several that I want, but other people
tell
have
me
them.
That thing in the middle of your forehead.
No.
Badass, like face tattoo.
I've seen some people that
that's
have,
going. But hold on, Marie. That is going all in, Dutch. Your first tattoo that, being a face tattoo.
That is going all in.
Can you imagine? That's your first tattoo.
I'm a really big Harry Potter fan.
Harry Potter scar on her face. Or a brand.
What were you saying, Marie?
I've seen people that on the shoulder, they have the little footprints appearing and disappearing like it's the Martyr's Map on their back.
Yeah, I've seen those too. Those are really cool.
I like the Martyr's Map tattoos, but I've seen people that have it, so I don't want to duplicate what they have. I've seen people that just have the Deathly Hallows symbol, which I would love to have the Deathly Hallows symbol. But again, I've seen so many people that have had it. So a unique one that I think would be really cool would be to do like a bundled up version of the necklace that Hermione had, which was the Time Turner.
Okay.
I think having a Time Turner would be unique.
That'd be cool.
And no, I haven't seen anyone that's done a Time Turner yet.
I've seen some online.
Oh, fuck you.
Sorry, I'm not. I mean, bust your bubble, but yeah, I mean, there's not a lot, not as many as the other one you're talking about.
No, and then a lot of like the people that like the dark arts magic have the
African American arts magic.
Yes,
thank you.
Have the arm tattoo of the serpent on, like, you know, like the Death Eaters would put their wands on their arm to call the Dark Lord and then the serpent thing would appear. Oh, Maul posted one that like Time Turner. No, I do not want a full Dobby.
Mitch, what tattoos do you have? I know you have a couple tattoos, Mitch, right?
He's got a couple.
Yeah, I have a I'll show.
Yeah.
I have a Saint Michael on my right shoulder, and that's because
by the way,
I'm not, you know, Catholic or anything, but no, when I was in the army, Saint
Michael.
But
that's a good tattoo.
Yeah, St. Michael is the patron saint of the paratrooper, so I got that one.
You have a good artist.
Yeah, your tattoo. I like your
Mitch's
that
tattoos
especially
are really nice.
Like
and my other one, when I was much younger, is I have a cross on my left.
I always get crosses. I'm not even a Christian anymore.
No, it's
one of
it's not even about that. It's not about for a while there. That was the thing. Everyone had. I know at least six people that have cross tattoos. For at least six.
It's such a hack.
You know
thing
what? It's like the barbed wire arm thing.
Right. My brother has a cross one too,
or tribal around the arm bicep. You know,
well, mine's on the inner part of my bicep, so like on the inside of my arm, not the outside. I think the outside is kind of lame unless you have it connecting going up either your shoulder or down your arm. So I just have mine on the inside, so it's just you can't really.
Anytime
see it.
I see a barbed wire one or a tribal one that goes around the bicep, I go, that guy's a Smash Mouth fan. For sure.
Speaking of unique tattoos, my little brother just got one recently.
Oh, which really?
It's kind of sad, but it's I've never seen anybody do this before. Where basically one of his best friends died in a car wreck a couple years ago.
Aww.
And he had a recording of him, and apparently this kid had like a really contagious laugh. He's like one of those kids that people just try to get him to laugh because it makes everybody else laugh.
My
brother took the audio recording of his laugh and put it in like Audacity,
right?
Like with the waveform, and then he got the waveform, what it looks like, tattooed on him.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
That's unique. I've never seen that before.
I like that. That's actually really cool. That's a cool idea. It's different. That's the thing. I like tattoos that are different. I don't like mm-hmm. I said, going back to the armband one, or every girl had a butterfly in her lower back. Like,
oh yeah.
By the way, the new trend, and no offense to anyone that has it, I'm not saying
no effects.
No effects anyone that has it, but have you noticed that the new thing is for girls to get the septum piercing like on their nose, like right here with the
I don't like
the girl could be super hot, but for me it's a total turnoff.
You look like a bull.
The only person that works for it is Vikings. Like Vikings could have those, you know what I mean?
Right.
But that's it. Or bald bull from Punch Out, obviously. I feel like a hipster, but I don't like anything that becomes everyone's doing it. You know what I mean? Like, I hate that shit, you know? Remember for a while there, for 2 years, every woman wore Uggs?
Yes. Well,
it's called fashion trends.
I think that still happens.
Anything is trendy.
I think that's part of the jersey look.
I don't have a trend, man. I just wear cargo shorts and t-shirts.
So I have a question.
Yeah.
What the fuck do puffy vests do?
Oh, my God. Okay. I saw...
Because
make you look sexy.
They don't though,
but they do on me.
They because okay, so it's
I
cold.
I can rock a puffy vest.
So there's a guy at work, our office is habitually cold in there. So like I'm always wearing. That's why I wear those long sleeve button up shirts. Because it's always cold in there. So I never have, you know, my arms exposed. Well, there's this guy who he wears a puffy vest to cover up, but he's still cold. So then he puts a blanket over the top of him. I'm like, why the fuck?
Now, is it called a puffy vest because P. Diddy used to wear it in the 90s?
I don't know what they're actually called. I just call them that because they look silly.
I think a vest in general is kind of a stupid thing. Like, if it's cold out, why wouldn't you wear a full jacket? Like, why? My arms never get cold. Like, I don't understand the point of a vest anyways, but...
I don't either, but the puffy... But, man, I remember back in high school and middle school, if you didn't have one of those Tommy Hilfiger puffy vests, you were square.
I was a square. Starter jacket.
Young kid. I had a Tommy Hilfiger lanyard. Remember when lanyards? Even though I couldn't drive, I had a lanyard.
And you had to have it sticking out of your pocket?
Oh, yeah. I had it hanging out.
Everyone knew you had one.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And the keys that I had attached to it, I didn't even know what they went to. I just had keys as a weight.
Maristo has a lanyard on her keys.
It's a SpongeBob lanyard.
She had a Simpsons one for a while, but it got really dirty.
It was previously it was a Ralph Wiggum lanyard.
Yeah.
And now it's a SpongeBob lanyard.
But
did you guys ever do the thing where you had a belt that was 14 times too large for you, but you still went down to like, you know what I mean?
Dutch.
For those interweave ones, and it like it would hang down halfway down your thigh. Do you guys ever do that?
I used to weigh 360 pounds. No belt was loose on me.
My parents wouldn't buy me any of those belts.
No, but I know what you mean. Yeah, those belts that would fit any size you get. Yeah, I know. Yeah, and you used to hang all the way down.
And you had the hangover. That was like a trendy thing.
But don't confuse that with wallet chain. Because remember, for a while there, man, everybody had fucking wallet chain. It was crazy.
Wallet chain was a thing. Well, the burnouts at my school were the ones who had the wallet chains. The burnouts and the skaters.
And of course, you know, people with wallet chains normally don't need to guard their wallets because they have no money.
No money.
None. So it's kind of a dumb tool.
Check it out. Yeah, Mull posted a picture. The thing, well, I mean, I know we're sounding old here, but the trend for the last however many years is super tight jeans, and I still, for the life of me, can't figure that one out.
Okay, and Dutch, I
put on a pair of skinny jeans.
Again, Dutch, I used to be very fat, so every jean were tight jeans for me.
you were trendy by accident.
Yeah, I started trends way before. Shirts too small, this guy right here.
To answer your question, Mitch, I don't think I've ever put it on. I think I did as a goof, but they were like girls' jeans,
right?
Which I guess are skinny jeans. But I did it as a goof and only had them on at like a party for like maybe Halloween or something.
Like I've went to the store before and maybe picked out a pair of jeans and I didn't know they were skinny ones. I go to the fitting room and you try them on, like these are really fucking tight, and then you can't even move in them.
Have you seen
that? I don't get it,
Mitch. Have you seen the commercials for the ballroom jeans by Duluth?
No. Oh yeah, Duluth Trading Company.
You see him during college football.
Towards rednecks and working blue collar dudes.
During college football, they always show the commercial of Duluth ballroom jeans, and it's basically they have a bigger crotch area for bigger dudes, so your balls and your legs don't get punched up.
I like the commercials.
Yeah,
I think they're not bad.
Yeah, they're okay. You know how I was saying yesterday I was watching commercials for the first time, and I was actually impressed. Duluth jeans, and well, the Duluth company, because they also have underwear. I was like, they're actually doing a good job with marketing their product.
Right, because I actually looked up their stuff the other day, because you know, with some of my work, I get super dirty and whatnot.
Well, they show the problem.
I was like, I'm going to get Duluth, but it's super expensive.
here you go.
They show the problem and they show the solution, and you're like, okay, I can understand that.
Here it is.
Mm-hmm. What crouching in average jeans feels like.
So they have a guy that kind of looks like Ron Swanson from Parks and Rec, and he's like kneeling down, and
it's like the worst animation ever. I love it.
And basically it's crushing his nuts. So.
What crouching in Duluth ballroom jeans feels like.
Get it? There's room for your balls. And see, they show that there's extra fabric down there.
Yeah. But I'm not going to lie to you. If you're working all day, that's actually good jeans to have.
Especially, construction dudes. You're getting up and down. You're moving all over the place.
It really has nothing to do with how big you are. It's basically if you're a guy who works in jeans, like you said, construction guys, Dutch.
And to do a mental image of comfort as a hammock, it's a really good association because it's like you visualize that the pants are actually hammocking and cupping your balls comfortably instead of squeezing them tight.
Okay, quick, Mitch, cut this segment up, send it to Duluth Ballroom Jeans, send them our jean sizes, and we're going to get jeans for everyone on the show.
We need to start doing live reads for them.
Yeah, so someone send this to Duluth because you know what? We like your product that much. You're not even paying us, and we're talking about that.
I don't know if I like the product or not. I just like the commercials for it.
No, I like the concept, though, because
I like the concept.
That I is just something... like things I can put my balls in.
Oh, God, Mitch.
What time is it?
Perfect. Gotcha. 7:35. Okay, perfect. Good. You got it, Dutch? Perfect. Write that one down. But, yeah, I like the idea of that because, man, I don't get into fashion at all. I never did. When I was, you know, I don't. I'm usually just jeans and t-shirt guy.
Yeah.
The majority of everybody is. I mean.
Buying fashionable things is exhausting.
I have two nice suits that I could wear. That's, you know, obviously I'm not an animal. If I go to a wedding, I could dress up and stuff. But.
Ooh, I'm going suit shopping this weekend because I haven't owned a suit in years.
By the way, pro tip.
Kelsey's insisting that I go suit shopping.
Pro tip. At least here, there, if you go like to the more urban parts of town, they have like those suit stores where they sell like the really colorful ones and all that. But they also sell really good ones really cheap. So see if you have one of those around here.
Around here, it's called Suit City.
It's called Suit City. Yeah.
Suit City. Yes, our good friend Ramcat Jackson, who has to perform on stage many a night, is always buying a Suit City down here.
The dude has he's always hosting the burlesque shows. And
he dresses well.
So he does. He has a lot of suits. And obviously, he just can't go to buy a fucking 100 expensive suits, you know?
Right.
So he goes to Suit City. And apparently, they're pretty good. He's going to be on second hour, I think.
Yeah.
Well, if you're not into all that.
Oh, no. quick, real quick. Let me plug Tattoo Bam Bam's place. It's called The Original Chico's, marked for life. It's at 15166 Southwest 56th Street in Miami. So if you're down in Miami, I know you have listeners. We have a whole fucking...
Say that one more time.
It's The Original Chico's, marked the number four life. It's at 15166 Southwest 56th Street in Miami. And I know we have plenty of people down there. We had that entire high school. So, hey, Archbishop, right? When you guys graduate at 18, go get your first tattoo from him. All right? Tell him Hippo Juice sent you.
Tattoo.
If your parents get mad, if your parents get mad, tell them it was Joel's idea. If your parents like it, it was Royce's idea. Okay?
Got it.
Dutch is already used to hate mail, so I'd rather it all go to him.
Yeah, I'm good.
He's a good filter for it. He's like our Brita filter of hate. It's easy for me.
Yeah, I am the filter. Yeah, exactly. It just all rests on me, and I got to get dumped out every once in a while.
Hey, whatever.
Okay, so now I need to send out invoices to Tattoo Bam Bam and Duluth Trading Company for $45 each for their live reads.
Yes. Can you imagine if that's what we did?
We just start billing people. It's kind of like those printer companies that send you ink, fuck. And the second you open the box, it's yours now. Because they had like this thing of like, well, if it reaches air, it's useless to us. So you owe us, $40.
It's fucking hilarious. But if I get my first tattoo, I'm gonna get it from him. I'll drive to Miami and get it done.
Why for you don't have tattoos?
His stuff is really good.
Do you have a pretty good pain tolerance?
Yeah, no, I'm not.
You're gonna get it in a sleeve. That's a
needles.
Bunch
don't,
of hours
needles
standing
don't
there.
Needles and shit don't bother me. Never have. So okay, I'm not worried good. About it. That kind of pain is not the pain that bothers me. The only pain that kills me more than anything is like stomach pain, because I have IBS and stuff. Like, that's the only shit that fucks me.
You're not used to it yet,
dude. You never get used to IBS.
I guess, yeah.
Here's what it is. Like, IBS is funny, at least for most people, but at least for me, like, I'll go like 6 months where I'm fine, no pain, no problem. But then you, for no reason, like if I'm stressed out too much or whatever, 3 months I'll go with just excruciating pain, and it feels like cramps basically in your stomach when you have that shit. But nothing you really do about it. But anyway, yeah. Hey, Duluth Ballroom, we need send us a check this way, because we'll keep doing it. We're really
checks or jeans, your choice.
Oh, you know what? I will get paid in jeans. I will
or
not lie to you.
Or checks stuffed in the pockets of jeans.
What about checks mix in the pockets of the jeans, guys? What do we think?
I'll take that too.
Perfect. Awesome.
As long as it's Muddy Buddies.
And you know what? Mitch is industrious. Just send him the denim fabric. He'll make like a tent out of it.
No, Sherry will. She's learning how to sew.
Yeah. You know he would. Oh, man. By the way, Dutch, and I invited you, Mitch. I texted Dutch that we were having a Halloween party.
And I were laughing about this. He texted me the formal invite to your Halloween party, which he knows we can't make, but he got... We shamed you so bad the last time.
So I go, you are formally invited.
We are never going to not invite you to a house party.
Every party we have, you will be invited.
It doesn't matter.
That was
matter.
Probably one of my favorite segments we've done
in
a while.
By the way, let's ask the help of our listeners, because Royce and I were trying to think about it last Saturday. Is our theme for Halloween this year is Stranger Things. It's, it's a very popular, scary show that was this year. So that's what we're going with.
Has everybody seen it, though? It seems very specific.
Everyone going to our party has seen
it. Everyone going to our party we know has seen it. It was a popular theme choice. So we're going with that. But since Stranger Things was set in the 1980s-ish, I was asking Royce if there's still popular 1980s food that you can buy today that would be fun for a party.
Good question. 1980s food that you see. Mitch, you've seen Stranger Things, right?
Yeah, of course.
Here's the thing. I'm sorry, Royce, you're about to get into something.
No, No. I was just going to say really quick, Mitch. Here's the idea, by the way. Bobbing, we're going to do bobbing for apples, right?
Right.
But instead of a blindfold, the goggles with tape over them, and the apples are going to be in a kiddie pool. Like she was to go into the Upside Down. Boom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're doing
that. I like it.
And we're doing the wall with the letters and we're getting Christmas lights. Mm-hmm. And hopefully make it spell something, naughty, because we're pretty edgy. Maybe poop. Who knows, guys? Well, that's two O's and two P's. That'll be tough. I don't know how to make light sequence on and off. Anyway, yes, foods from the 1980s. We were thinking about it because we want to have old school and not shit food. I don't want Tootsie Rolls.
But you're talking about trying to find that shit on eBay, which if it's something popular.
I don't mind I don't even mind making it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm looking up some vintage food ideas and, like, Sloppy Joe's being one of them.
Okay.
Like,
that's, okay, that's
Sloppy
a good
Joe's,
one.
Wait,
you know?
So, wait. We're qualifying that as an 80s food?
No, food that was popular to eat during
in
the 80s. 80s.
Oh, okay.
And Sloppy Joe's is definitely one of them because every school, you will get Sloppy Joe's, right?
Salisbury steak is something you can
hate
still buy.
That. No.
It's terrible, but that's where I'm going. Like, you could still buy it at Publix.
Now, all right, now I'm starting to think, like, okay, yeah, food that you ate a lot growing up.
Yeah,
basically.
Help us out, guys. 1980s food.
Jello pudding pops.
Oh, okay. That's good. Yeah. That's good. Yep. Yes, Marie.
Pudding was Jello was very popular back then.
Again, this is another recipe idea. A 7-layer dip, like a taco dip, like where it's beans and cheese and stuff like that.
That's 80. I just had that yesterday.
Well, Dutch, you're retro. I mean,
I just like, hey,
Dutch. Yay, to be fair, you're an Eagles fan, so you have to live in the 80s to remember when the team was good. I'm saying that with my Dolphins losing and you guys having an amazing quarterback.
I was going to say we've been in the NFC Championship like 15 times more than you have since Marino.
And you guys' quarterback is baller, by the way. Your new quarterback
is
fucking good. Anyway, yeah,
I'm getting a little size for it, dude.
Food from the 80s.
Oh, Rice-A-Roni apparently became popular in the 80s.
Okay,
it looks like there was a lot of blackened food, like blackened fish and
African-American fish, and it's called catfish, Mitch. Don't be racist.
One of the things that we absolutely will have at our party, because it is a Stranger Things, we're going to have Eggo waffles.
Yes.
Because the little girl from Stranger Things would only eat Eggo waffles, so of course.
How about anything that could be cooked in an Easy Bake Oven?
Oh, fuck! Dutch!
I don't have an Easy Bake Oven.
I understand, but
you've got to get one.
You just have to make little tiny cupcakes and stuff.
Yeah, make mini things
like
in the regular...
serving brownies.
Yeah, we can make little things in the regular oven.
Things that can be baked by a light bulb.
That's a good idea, though. The Easy Bake Oven is a real... Thank you, Dutch. Fucking brilliant. Oh my God.
Cocktail wieners and sauce.
Thank my mother.
Cocktail wieners and sauce. That was something that was big. Or Swedish meatballs.
Swedish meatballs.
I'm just trying to get...
I don't want shit food.
Swedish meatballs is actually good. I like Swedish meatballs.
I want good food from the 80s.
Ooh, deviled eggs. That's a good Halloween food just in
general.
All of these
things
are
things I still eat.
I was going to say, everybody eats these. You're making it seem like these is dated stuff that nobody eats or just things that became popular. I'm still confused by this category.
I'm looking at a list that says Food Nostalgia 40 Popular 80s Recipes. So I'm looking at recipes. Still
so maybe things that came out in the 80s? Is that what we're going at? Or things that became popular?
Came out, became popular, was eaten in...
I got one. Quaaludes. Everyone did Quaaludes in the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
That was a big thing.
That was huge in the 80s.
That's not a bad idea. How you'd find those.
Yeah. You could get Mexican ripoff ones, but they're not the same.
I got to be honest. I'm not even 100% sure what a Quaalude is.
Quaaludes were
these... Is it an upper?
These,
is it a downer?
It's a downer. You've seen A Wolf of Wall Street?
No, I have not.
Oh, well, there's a perfect scene to describe what Quaaludes does when Leonardo DiCaprio character takes too many of them.
I heard it's awesome.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, the Quaaludes is what Bill Cosby allegedly used to allegedly rape the women, allegedly.
Steakums and pizza rolls.
Oh, Steakums. Yeah, I remember those.
Steakums. Yeah, Steakums were big.
You got to pop out some. We have the Play-Doh that we could bring out. That was pretty big in the 80s.
Yeah, we could pop out the Play-Doh.
I wouldn't eat Play-Doh.
No, we're not eating the...
Oh, sorry.
Did pizza bagel bites come out in the 80s or the 90s?
Pizza in the morning, pizza in the evening.
Pizza at supper time.
When pizza's on a bagel, you could eat pizza anytime.
Stouffer's French bread pizza.
There you go.
You can still buy that shit.
That's not bad. No, you got me wondering. I don't want to look it up because I feel like I'm cheating if I do.
You are cheating and you will be a liar and I will call you as such.
Yeah.
Well, I know. That's why my hands are up here.
Good. Keep them there. I don't want to see them anywhere else.
Mud pie.
Oh, fuck. That's good.
Mud pie is a good one.
God, I love pie. Pie's so good.
Pie is good.
All right. Well,
thinking of like candies. Like, what were candies that were huge in the 80s?
I mean, Tootsie Pops and...
No, maybe like
Skittles.
No, Ring Pops.
Ring Pops, were those 80s
or
90s? 90s.
Was that 90s? Yeah, you're
those
right.
90s or 2000s.
20 candies from the 80s.
Hold on. Can we get our hands...
Candy buttons.
Can we get our hands on a Teddy Ruxpin?
I don't know.
And then put like a Megadeth tape in there so he seems haunted. That would be awesome. We should do that.
Remember candy buttons? The sugar that was dotted onto paper?
You know, it's not. You know what, Dutch?
Yeah.
And Mitch and all you guys, look, you know what I realized? I'm listening. Remember all those commercials back then? Is it a wonder why most people are fat today? Think about it. Like back in the day when you used to watch TV, it was just like, sugar, eat more sugar. Hey, there's a tiger, sugar, sugar. Hey, if you want to be cool, eat sugar. And no, it's fucking no wonder kids are so, dude, that's what we ate.
I'm wondering if you went to any of the kid channels that are on, because none of us obviously watch it, like Nickelodeon or things that are geared towards kids, you know, let's say 12 and under. What their commercials are like. I'm going to do that tonight. I'm going to do some research.
It's probably like Michelle Obama probably tells you to go out and exercise, but here's some Go-Gurt. It's healthy, but it's not, but it will tell you it's healthy.
I used to love Go-Gurt.
No, Dutch, I fucking loved it too. I loved all that garbage. But in the end, you realize, wow, we were eating a lot of crap.
I think I have some, tell me if it's 80s or 90s, orange sherbet push pops, like the ice cream.
Oh, those are good.
With the plastic plunger that you push out and it has
rocket pops.
Tube.
Yeah. Dude, those are good. Yeah, I like those. Also something we have to have at the party, Reaganomics.
Oh, of course.
So there'll be a trickle down
Reaganomics.
We're
going to
trickle down everything. Okay. I don't know what it means. Towards the end, you got crazy, guys. Very, very crazy.
A little
trickling
delusional.
Like my brain down my spine.
Dude, think about that if nowadays, because back then it still wasn't as bad as it is today with the media. Can you imagine now if a president was losing his mind towards the end like Reagan was? Everyone was so quiet and respectful about it. But, dude, Reagan, for the last 2 years, we had Alzheimer's, I believe, right? And he just...
No, dude. Yeah, the last years of his life, but not during his presidency.
Yes, he did.
Was completely coherent.
The last couple of years of his presidency, he was not.
Last couple, did he have? Was
no,
he?
I'm gonna look it up.
Also, Alzheimer's, not Alzheimer's.
No, for real. I'm almost positive, man.
I know. I was making a joke that only he had it, not me.
Let me find it. Now you got me looking for it too, Dutch. God damn it.
Well, you keep talking. I already said it. I called it dibs.
Fine.
Stupid.
Find it. But then I'm afraid you're going to look at a site that's
medical
like,
mystery. Did Reagan have Alzheimer's
there
while
we go.
President?
There we go. Thank you.
There we go. Let's see. Keep talking. I'm just going to read
he
it
had
real quick.
Full blown Alzheimer's. Okay, so we had a discussion at work the other day.
By the way, to be fair, everything I learned about Reagan, I learned in the. Genesis video.
Of course. If I
Land
said
of confusion, puppet
if I,
Reagan.
If I said full blownsies to you.
AIDS.
Yes.
Nothing else comes to mind but AIDS, right?
Only AIDS.
Yep. AIDS.
Yep. Okay. Just checking. Because somebody was like, no, there's gotta be other reasons to say something is full blownsies. Nope. Just AIDS.
No, yeah. I every time I think of full blownsies, I think AIDS.
Where did full blownsies come from? Was that South Park or was that something else?
I don't remember. I think I heard it on the League, I think. If I remember, but who knows where shit came from. Man,
let's see.
Did you find anything out about Reagan?
Yeah. It says after the president himself in 1994, after he had left office, announced that he had the condition, quote, I have recently been told that I'm one of the millions of Americans who will be afflicted with Alzheimer's disease. Alzheimer's disease.
Do you
At
have
the moment,
it,
I feel just fine. I intend to live the remainder of my life. Sorry, remainder of my years. God has given me on this earth doing the things I've always done. So he was diagnosed with it, but hold on.
He could have had. My point is, he had it towards the last couple of years.
Right. I mean, it takes a little while for that awfulness to set in.
I actually have audio of him in his last days. You want to hear it?
Sure.
And then that would leave me like, well, what am I supposed to do now?
And that's really sad to hear a U.S. president sound like that, guys.
Did full-blown AIDS come from Liam Neeson in that Ricky Gervais sketch that I just put in the chat?
I don't remember.
Full-blown AIDS, that phrase has been around a long time.
It's been around. I'm Marie. I'm reading a message board right now. It's the straightdope.com or whatever. And the etymology of full-blown AIDS and the posters bring up is like, and this was posted in 2000. He's like, I've been curious about the term full-blown before. I don't recall it being associated with anything other than full-blown AIDS.
It's the straight dope. I thought that site was about Kanye. That's my fault. It's a completely different site. By the way, him getting robbed, that $9 million that Kim Kardashian, that they stole, now they're saying it was an inside job. It was someone that knew.
What are you talking about?
Kanye.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Kanye West.
Your brain sometimes works way faster than even your mouth can keep up with or the rest of us.
I apologize. I had coffee. Kanye West. We talked about it yesterday. Kanye West got robbed. Well, Kim Kardashian and Kanye got robbed in Paris.
At gunpoint?
Yeah. They stole $9 million. Kim Kardashian was wearing $9 million worth of jewelry. And they stole all of it. And now they're saying that it might have been an inside job or whatever. So Kanye's really mad about it.
Wait, so they were just walking from one...
Someone pulled the story up.
Not being mobbed by the paparazzi everywhere.
Someone pulled the story up.
That's where the controversy comes in, Dutch, because exactly. They're like, there were no bodyguards, there was no cameras, there was no witnesses or anything.
Do they need the money?
Do they?
You think they're doing it just for getting a few hits in their name out there? Because nobody has really heard anything from them in a while.
According to the Daily Mail, it says...
M-A-I-L.
M-A-I-L. Don't go to the other one. It's just boners. It's karma.
I'm going to that one.
It's Maybelline.
Maybe it's karma. Kim Kardashian's ex-boyfriend, who was fired by Kanye for flirting in May, laughs off robbery ordeal and claims the $11 million heist is 100% an inside job. Now Kim Kardashian's former bodyguard, Steve Stanilis, 42, has weighed in on the reality star's terrifying Paris attack that took place early this week, calling it a
product. Steve!
Yeah. Yeah. So they're saying it was an inside. Wasn't Kanye saying he was broke? Wasn't he asking for money recently? We talked about that story.
He was, actually, yeah.
Yeah, he was.
How's he broke? The amount of records he sold.
I don't know. He was saying he was broke, though. There was a whole story about it. I don't know if you're on that show, Dutch, but... Yeah, Kim Kardashian was held at gunpoint, apparently, Dutch. It says here... What is that?
Kanye's
$53 billion in debt.
Thank you.
Boo!
How much?
$53
million. How?
Because of all of his several businesses and investments, his clothing line, restaurants, blah, 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 whatever.
Kim Kardashian West in New York with her family is just... I think I have video of it. Hold on. Let's see if we have audio. Marie, thank you for the hold music while I pull the video.
Put it louder?
No, I don't care.
Is that why the audio is so weird?
That's Marie.
Okay, no, we can't hear. Can you hear any of that music?
It's because it's playing off of the same one as Marie's, and that's as
it doesn't work if you play something.
Sorry, I just wanted to put in some bodyguard music. All right,
I get it, but we didn't hear it, and all the audio went to shit for some reason. I thought
your audio went to shit.
It did.
I've had a lot of boxed wine.
This is jewelry and phone stolen. She was held at gunpoint. The prosecutor's
more
office
like jewelry.
Says the
stuff, Jay.
The prosecutor's office said the ring was worth an estimated 4 million euros. The other jewelry is worth about 5 million euros. Kardashian West was in France for Paris Fashion Week along with her mother, Kris Jenner, and sisters Kourtney Kardashian, Kendall Jenner. Okay, all these fucking idiots. The French Interior Ministry says no one was hurt during the incident and the men didn't fire their weapons. So yeah, they stole 9 million.
So they got robbed.
Yeah.
Sucks for you.
But now they're again, the theory is since he really is in debt, that they haven't, it's of course it's insured, you know that. So
or was the $9 million worth of jewelry that she had, because a lot of times these celebrities, like jewelers will just give them the stuff or
they
like,
sure will
loan.
To wear it.
Apparently it was theirs. Apparently Kanye had bought it for her from what I'm reading.
Well, the ring was her wedding ring.
Yeah, it was her wedding ring. I don't think that was
why doesn't someone just give me jewelry? Like for freeze.
You're lucky. I can't say that word because it has the hard J at the beginning and I get in trouble for it.
You do.
But anyway, I don't buy Hebrewry because of that because people will steal it. And I don't really like it. I've never been a jewelry guy. I always find it weird when a guy's
wearing...
Well,
it's not about you. It's if she is or not.
But Dutch...
We've been plugging local people for this episode of Hippo Juice. Can I plug my family?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Okay. And anyone,
isn't that incest? I wouldn't do that.
No, I wouldn't do that either. If anyone lives in the New York area, my cousins and uncles and other siblings and aunts and uncles have Burgle Brothers Jewelers in Congers, New York, and they have awesome jewelry, so you should go and buy from them and then tell them I sent you.
What's the name of the place again?
Burgle brothers. Burgle is the last name of all of my aunts and uncles.
Burgle Brothers Jewelry.
It's an Arabic name.
Yeah, I was
saying it again for listeners in case they wanted to look it up.
Dutch is a professional.
Yeah, my wedding band is from there. All my jewelry is from there. I've never bought anything other than that.
I always find it weird when a guy is wearing a really thin gold chain. It's always weird to me. I don't know why. Am I the only reason
he's always Greek.
Yeah, he's always a Greek guy wearing a really thin chain. But you know, like a really thin gold chain without anything on it, like not with a cross on it, just a thin gold chain. It's always so weird.
It's uncomfortable.
Why wear that? Either go big or go home, you know? Either go Mr. T style or
like Flavor Flav. When I saw him at the airport the other day, he had a clock. It wasn't a huge clock, but he had a clock on. So
that's I can't believe he rocks that even off
camera. Did you get that video I sent you? Did we talk about this yesterday?
No, we never talked about it. You saw Flavor Flav at the airport?
I sent you the video.
Flavor Flav.
I never got it.
Oh, no, dude, video? Here. Well, here, I'll just hold it up just for you. Just tell me. Or I'm just going to hold it up in front of the camera.
Okay.
So I'm at, I had a 2.5 hour layover in Dallas. In Dallas, mm-hmm. when I was flying back from Dayton the other day. And I'm sitting there and I'm just, I have my earbuds in. And I'm, just watching college football going on. Yeah, it's on Saturday. And, right. And the girl who's sitting next to me, it was kind of like cramped space. And at one, she was distracting me because she kept like looking back. And then she just immediately got out of her chair and went, I'm like, what the fuck is that? That's Flavor Flav. He's sitting there walking through TGI Fridays, just taking pictures with people in the middle of
that's what
Dallas,
I would do.
Fort Worth airport.
Yeah. He wasn't even flying anywhere. He just showed up.
He just showed up. Yeah. But he loved the attention. He loved taking pictures with everyone.
He hangs out at the airport.
Here we go.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, yeah, there he is. How old is Flavor Flav now?
Pretty old.
Or like Flavor
102.
Flav. Jesus.
Yep. And so, and then, like, it was funny because, like, me and the four people who were, like, sitting next to, like, it was, like, a weird little bonding experience between all of us because the girl who got up, she was all, like, giggling or whatever.
Right.
And I'm like, are you starstruck? She's like, no. It's like when you get a picture with like Roger Rabbit or something like that.
A cartoon, yeah. It's a good point.
That is a very good way of putting it. He's like a cartoon. She's like, that's just so cool.
Is what did you say that you saw him at the airport or at an Applebee's?
No, at the TGI Fridays in the airport. So they have you know how restaurants are in airports?
Yes.
Yeah.
That thing.
Huh.
So I had 2.5 hours to kill in a layover. So I went to the bar at a TGI Fridays in the middle of the Dallas airport, and their Flavor Flav comes through.
All right. Well, why don't we go to break? And you know what? Good first hour. We haven't even got to one story yet. When we get back, we'll finally get to some stories. Marie, did I buy you enough time doing that for you to pull the break up?
More Life Radio!
That's a yes.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Miss your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it. Are you too broke to go to the movies, yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using the promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
The Sully Show!
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
Warlife Radio!
Hey, it's Saturday. It's noon o'clock. What you want to do? You want to go fucking play outside? But sometime outside is snowing. And sometime you're like, oh, I'm tired. I don't want to play outside. Well, then on days like that, you can listen to Rorschach and Doc. Rorschach and Doc, come on, morelikeradio.com. Every Saturday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. It's a good show where Rorschach is a fat man and Doc is a fat man and they are silly together and it's crazy. I don't like them. Okay, bye.
Hey everyone, it's Joe from the Cousin Joe Show along with
Dan from the Cousin Joe Show.
What a coincidence. We are talking about our documentary. What's it called, Dan?
It's called No Station Required.
Now this is the new promo, because the old one...
The old promo.
It has a link that leads to nowhere.
Nowhere.
So we're making a new one.
It is the link to nowhere.
Okay.
What?
Huh?
Hmm?
We're gonna...
Edit this?
Yes. If you go to nostationrequired.com or cousinjoshua.com, you can click on... Stop that.
Oh.
You can click on the PayPal to donate to the film, because I'm still in like $7,000-$8,000 credit card debt for the cameras and all the other equipment that I have. So that'd be cool if you could do that, nostationrequired.com. And also, oh, what's the other thing, Dan? Oh, our show.
Our show.
Those... When's that?
The Cousin Joe. Why are we nights 7 to 10?
Yes.
On Thursday nights?
Eastern.
Eastern. Yeah.
On where?
On more like radio.
Dot fucking com.
Fuck that com.
More like radio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
Decision 2016. The first presidential debate with moderator Lester Holt. Okay, let's get right into it. Our first question is for you, sir. How will you deal with ground troops in Syria? Everyone, I need to just speak from the heart here. I don't know what the f*** I'm doing. I've got to come clean. I had no idea I would get this far, but the fact of the matter is, I should not be president.
Okay, I will f*** this country up beyond repair. I'm a sick, angry little man.
Please... If you care at all about the future of our country, vote for her, okay? She's the one who at least has some experience. She's not as bad as you think, I promise. And unlike me, she's actually capable of running this country.
My opponent is a liar and he cannot be trusted.
No!
Oh my God, she is such a turd sandwich.
What he is saying is simply not true. Do not believe it.
I am giving you this, lady. I am giving you this. What the f*** are you doing? Okay, look, just vote for her. She knows politics. She really wants to put this country first.
My opponent is a liar.
Would you just please shut up?
And he cannot be...
Get out of your own way.
Cannot be trusted.
Okay, look. She doesn't mean what she's saying. She just doesn't know how to take this because it's very weird and her advisor's probably...
My opponent is a liar and cannot be trusted.
Oh, why the f*** did it have to be her? I am so f***ed.
Second hour, Hippo Juice Show, 954-573-2780, if you want to call in. That was from last week's South Park, which was really, really good.
Be watching South Park. Seriously.
And joining us for the second hour is Mark Ramcat Jackson. How you doing, buddy?
What's up, man?
Good. Oh, your mic sounds awesome today. Nice. Well, I like your hat. What does it say?
It says, make overlanding rad again.
I like that.
It's our friend Joshua Barnett. He's got the overland company that he does that type of
Yeah, I know Josh. Yeah, he's awesome. He looks like if Jesus was an Abercrombie model is the only way to describe him.
He always complains about how he looks, and I get sick and tired of it.
Is it a joke? No, hold on.
It's not a joke. I don't know. He's this got guy, some sort of complex.
This guy's a dude who, look, as a guy, as a straight man, I will tell you this. The guy is a fucking like 9 or 10, easy.
Yes.
Really good shape, good looking, and a really nice guy to top it all off.
Very nice guy.
Yeah. So I don't ever want to hear that from him. Tell him there's people like me in the world. Maybe he should fucking feel better. I have to get along with just my wits, Mark.
Look at you now.
Look at me now, drinking coffee with Sputter.
Man, you completely outkicked your coverage as far as getting married goes.
Yeah, I really did. I outkicked my coverage. I outkicked my league. I should be playing arena football.
He is the Sebastian Janikowski of whatever the hell he's doing.
I like that. I'll be a burly Polish guy who kicks a ball hard.
That's right. And just spike everybody's drink with GHB. It's fine.
Hey, you know what? Cosby did it, and he's a fucking millionaire. All right?
Zippity bop.
Anyway, welcome. Second hour. We didn't even get to one fucking story the first hour.
Not never.
Talking so much shit.
But I did.
I heard you didn't have to do that, but thank you.
Yeah.
But I did get to the boxed wine that Tina left in my fridge that I did not realize was in my fridge until today.
More wine. There is a Hurricane Mark, so we have to have plenty of booze to fucking survive it, my friend.
Yes, the wine rack that you gifted us for our housewarming is filled with wine.
We filled it all the way to the top with bottles.
And wine will be drunk.
Drinking. So welcome to the second hour, Mark. Marie?
The first, drunk hour, as I like to call it.
First story?
Cop suspends 2 months working undercover at Burger King, nets 5 grams of weed.
I clicked it literally 30 seconds ago and it just
uploaded. Okay, it's okay.
This computer is very slow.
An elaborate undercover narcotics operation at a Maryland Burger King ended not with a bust, but with a whimper.
Okay, now... I read some of the story. Somebody went undercover, a cop in this town. What town is it again?
Maryland.
A Maryland town.
I don't know. I could keep reading.
Well, there's a
perhaps it would undercover itself if I
go ahead.
If I keep
undercover,
overcover, uncover,
uncover,
undercover
covers.
After spending nearly 2 months masquerading as a fast food employee.
This is what happens when Marie drinks box wine and reads
box
stories.
Box wine! Oh. Thurmond police officer was able...
Thurmond, Maryland.
Thurmond police officer.
Thurmond.
Thurmont.
Ossifer.
Thurmont?
Thermite paint is what took down the Twin Towers. Jesse Ventura told me.
Was able to confiscate a mere 5 grams... of marijuana.
Now, Marie...
And two morphine pills.
Now, guys.
Two.
Guys, is 5 grams a lot?
No.
No.
How many months was this person undercover?
5 grams isn't...
2 months.
5 grams isn't enough to fill some blunts for certain people.
He spent 2 months at Burger King and got 5 grams of marijuana and two morphine pills.
They must have got a really shitty tip thinking that was like a drop-off point. Or he's just a very bad officer.
They went 21 Jump Street undercover at a Burger King, Hutch.
For
2 months!
The operation, which began in August, stemmed from complaints that Burger King employees were selling drugs out of the restaurant. In an effort to address these gripes, the Thurmont Police Department turned to Officer Nicole Flair, a woman who's incapable of doing a job a man can do, felt wouldn't be recognized in the tight-knit community.
Now, can I tell you, Dutch, why I like our fans?
Why?
I posted this story on Facebook a couple days ago, and Town of Thurmont on Friday posted, "There will be no grass pickup on Monday, October 10, 2016. Our fan, Jordan Belfort, said... At their Twitter, they said, "There will be no grass pickup on Monday, October 10th. Jordan Belfort, is that because the Thurmont Police Department already got all that grass off the street from Burger King?
Good one.
5 grams and 2 morphine pills. Mm-hmm. 2 months undercover.
Mm-hmm.
2 months undercover. How much would that cost as far as funding this undercover investigation?
I mean, think about that. They pay the guy his normal pay rate, whatever it is.
I would say like a cop probably makes at the base pay maybe 80 a year.
A little lower than that. I would say 60.
And
70.
5 grams of marijuana, so 70, street okay. value is a mere $50.
First off, that's pretty expensive. I don't know where this guy's getting his weed from.
What a whopper of an investigation.
Oh.
God damn it, Mark.
Apparently,
I was waiting for someone to... Whatever, thank you.
Apparently, Officer Thurmont didn't have it her way.
Oh, come on. Why are we doing this?
She should have asked for more pickles.
Why?
Why not?
No, there's no more puns. I'm the one that worked at Burger King when I was younger, and I'm not making puns.
I'm the one drinking boxed wine, and I'm going to yell.
All right.
Or one.
So I did some math. If the average undercover cop makes, at most, you know, $70,000 a year or something like that, mm-hmm. divide that by 12 and then get 2 months of that, that's $11,000, $11,600 just
the
in
war
payroll
on drugs, guys.
For this.
5 grams. Keep reading. Is there any more? Because did they ask the people in town if it was a good idea?
No, they didn't.
Is this guy still employed?
I mean, I don't see it. The guy who was undercover, it wasn't
I mean,
his,
at Burger King, you mean?
Yeah.
Wait. Hey, guys. We just got John on. John, what do you think about an undercover cop spending 2 months and only getting 5 grams of weed valued at $50 street value?
Undercover to Burger King, John.
I would say he needs to find a different job.
It was a she.
She is.
How dare his gender, her gender. Where's
what
gender?
What does she look like?
A woman who works at Burger King, obviously.
He's probably about the boobs.
It doesn't matter what she looks like. That's not the question. Wasn't about would you fuck her.
No. And I'm not saying that. I'm saying if I was law enforcement and she was... If she looked like Quasimodo, then yeah, I would book her.
John,
get her off the street.
I thought
we don't need that.
I thought you were in law enforcement. Why do you wear that female body inspector shirt?
You got me on that one.
Thank you. All right.
Damn it.
The only way that this would be worth it is if they dressed up as the Burger King, like the creepy Burger King face mask and the getup and all that sort of thing.
So
and
not even the Burger King Kids Club.
Yeah. And by the way,
I remember that. I remember the Burger King Kids Club.
Yeah.
Because that would be like the Mod Squad.
They named parties at McDonald's.
They named the wheelchair guy in the Burger King Kids Club. They named them Wheels.
Wheels.
Come on.
And they named the African-American Jaws.
Yeah, they didn't even... Exactly. They didn't even try.
Or they tried really hard.
Well, look. 2 months...
You know why they call them Jaws?
Why?
Because he loved eating Whoppers.
Oh, that's right. I worked there, and
you
forgot.
You know why they called him Wheels? Because he was crippled.
From diabetes.
Testing. Thank you.
He was crippled from a diabetic coma, so those are actually false legs.
And VR had, like, the Geordi LaForge visor on.
Yeah.
In 2 months...
What a weird marketing ploy that was.
2 months undercover.
Are you crippled? Eat Burger King!
2 months undercover to get 5 grams of weed.
Worth it.
It's the silliest thing I have. And do you know the guy's going to get fucked too? Not because of the weed, but weed's probably not a big deal. Because I read online that the 5 grams is only a misdemeanor offense. So he's going to get
the amount of time that he wasted.
He's going to get fucked because he's going to get fucked. The person selling it's going to get fucked because he sold 2 morphine pills. That's where they're going to fuck
too.
Him.
Okay, look, this is the other thing, too. Like, this sounds really, really stupid, but I'm kind of used to it because living in Polk County, Florida, there was an investigation that happened, some sort of raid many, many years ago, where they raided a house. They were trying to look for guns or drugs or something. They found a Wii console, and they ended up Wii bowling for, like, 9 hours.
Well, Mark,
and it's all on film, too.
Mark, I'm really glad you said that because that brings us into our next story. This story is actually from Florida.
Oh, hold on. I'm still pouring my boxed wine out.
It's not going to work, though, because everyone we can't hear anything from her computer.
Stupid.
Shit.
Everyone from Florida is stupid. Everyone in Bob,
Whoops! Oh, are they
take a spin the now, you're in with the techno set. You're going surfing on the internet.
What'd you do? The guy is drunk, but there he goes. Bees! Bees!
We'll try you off. Poke Sheriff disciplines
Wiener.
Wiener. Wiener. Wiener.
Wiener.
Wiener.
Wiener.
Wiener.
Wiener.
Wiener.
Wiener.
Wiener.
Wiener.
Wiener.
Wiener.
Wiener.
Wiener.
Wiener.
Wiener.
Wiener.
Wiener.
All right, I'm done. I'm done. I swear to God, I'm done.
Diplomatic community.
Yes.
Poke Sheriff disciplines Wee Playing deputies. Tampa. The Polk County Sheriff's Office determined that several undercover investigators acted improperly by playing a Wii video bowling game during a drug bust at a home.
Are you going to be okay, baby? Kelsey's dying.
Did we break Kelsey?
We broke Kelsey.
Oh, no.
She can't stop.
Kelsey is dead. Long live Kelsey.
Her face is beet red.
Oh, fuck.
You okay, baby? I think the Wiener was a better.
Wait, it was Death by Wiener?
Death by Wiener.
Wiener.
I'm sorry. Okay, baby.
She's so sorry. She's so sorry.
Do you need to take a break? You need to take five? Are you good?
I'm not even on air. Yeah, you are.
Maybe through my mic.
She's losing it.
Jesus Christ.
Don't play it again.
What was that, Royce?
Don't play it again.
Don't play what again?
She'll die. Don't do it.
Am I going to play anything? Go ahead.
Okay. What? The Polk County Sheriff's Office determined that several undercover investigators...
And Anthony Wiener.
Wiener.
Wiener. Wiener. Wiener. Wiener. Wiener. Wiener.
Wiener.
Wiener. Wiener.
Wiener.
Wiener.
Wiener.
Wiener.
Wiener.
Wiener. Wiener.
Wiener.
Wiener.
Wiener.
Wiener.
Wiener.
Got him. Nailed it.
It worked, guys. It worked.
I need to hurt in my ears.
I'm hot.
You got to take a lap? Okay, go take a lap.
Okay. Hi, guys.
Hi, Kelsey.
All right. Let's get back on track here.
That was awesome.
Let's get back on track here.
That was hilarious.
That was pretty awesome.
He's kind of funny.
He's kind of funny.
What did you say, Royce?
Yeah, what did you say, Royce?
So police officers doing Wii bowling?
Yeah, during a drug bust in a home near Lakeland, the actions came to light because of a hidden home security camera. The sheriff's office opened an administrative investigation September 15th.
Wait, a hidden home? Their own home security camera gave footage of drugs?
Like a nanny cam?
They were caught. The officers did a drug bust at a house.
Ossifers.
And what they did is they started playing Wii bowling in the guy's house after taking all his drugs.
Well, I follow the Wii bowling part, but how do they find the drugs?
It doesn't matter how they found them. The guy had a camera in his house and videoed them playing Wii bowling. And then he put it on the internet.
Oh, the home camera was filming the bowling.
Yeah, that's what I read with my mouth.
I was listening to Box Wine.
You were listening to Box Wine, yeah. The video made headlines nationwide. Investigators sustained findings of improper...
Who won?
I don't know.
No one did. Here's the thing. I call out Polk County Sheriff's Office right now. I am challenging you to a game of Wii bowling.
Oh, shit!
You and me!
It just got real, son.
Let's do this. You can't break 200. I've got 273 as far as my high score is concerned, baby. Let's do it!
Holy
shit. Oh, I'm sorry. You can't bowl a perfect game in Wii bowling?
Kind of hard, man. You got
it. That's
gotta,
right. Yeah, I just called tough. You. Okay.
Let's get ready to rumble!
I imagine Mark doing an 80s montage to this. Just
montage. I've been watching John's Instagram post, and he's like all about, you know, like getting in the gym and kicking ass and stuff. I'll kick Polk County Sheriff's ass at Wii Bowling.
Why are you jumping in shadow boxing?
Because he's doing the montage.
I have the tiger stuff.
and with my training, he's going to eat lightning, and he's going to crap in the toilet.
No, oh, good. Blue I'm shells. Glad. I'm glad you're crapping in the toilet.
Yeah,
John is a good trainer. He's once did.
Whoa, 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 whoa! Transsexual.
John right, once sorry. Did a montage video of how to train our old pal Nathan from OG Hippo Juice how to eat a hamburger.
But we really should challenge them publicly to a Wii bowling match. That would be fucking hilarious. Because they have a Facebook page just to go, bro, one-on-one, name the place, Wii bowling match.
I'm ready. I've been ready.
Yeah. Oh,
you were born ready.
I got a technique. Don't sweat the technique.
All right. Now, this is funny because let's keep going with Polk County just to show you how city the county we live in is.
How city?
I'm sorry?
How city the county we live in?
How shitty. Shitty. Shitty.
Shitty. Oh, city.
Did I hear city or?
I heard city.
Shitty. Oh, look, okay. Shitty. Well, I can't take an art of priest.
Botch.
Yeah, it's fine. 822. I'll take it.
Hey.
Polk County man arrested and charged with possession of a dairy crate.
Not the dairy crate, dude. I mean, you can molest kids all you want, but do not take dairy crates. That's Jack over the Hughes. Line.
You know how sometimes as a kid you would walk them place and you would see like an empty milk crate on the floor and you would take it and use it for something?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Well, this guy basically is in Auburndale.
Here is what it looked like earlier. We don't have that picture, but we were just telling you about the fact that this situation's almost over, so that breaking news is over as far as we're concerned. Meanwhile, a Polk County man is in jail tonight for illegally using a...
They thought that was the best place to cut the video to start it? After he babbled about...
Yeah, he obviously something fucked up. Somebody didn't put the correct... image on the screen. Why wouldn't they start it there?
No, this is fine.
Sorry, I have to hear it one more time. Start right there. I have to hear it again because this babbling was actually awesome.
Meanwhile, back in
here
Polk
is
County.
What it looked like earlier. We don't have that picture, but we were just talking about it.
Yeah.
Go on.
What's the sheriff's name again?
Grady Judd.
Grady Judd's Hall of Justice.
The League of Derp.
Is what it looked like earlier. We don't have that picture, but we were just telling you about the fact that this situation is almost over, so that breaking news is over as far as we're concerned. Meanwhile,
Hold on.
Killing it.
Did he actually
say Josh Benson?
That into the video.
Hold on.
A Polk County man is in jail tonight for illegally.
The 8 seconds. 8 seconds.
Using a milk.
8 seconds.
Here is what.
Eight no seconds either. Is a lot. Okay, let's do it again.
Here's the picture that we don't have, but we've been telling you about, but you don't know
he's
it because...
He's clearly wrapping up the previous story. Like, why?
No, but think about that. Like, why would you start it at that place?
I'm not going to show you the picture I was talking about because I was wrapping up the final story, but we were just talking about a picture. But
have you ever had
on.
Dreams that you had... You want him to do you so much you could do anything.
So let's compare it to the original.
I love off camera, off mic.
Kelsey, it's great. Yeah.
Yeah, it's delightful.
It's like having
the peanut gallery.
It's like having a studio audience. All right, here we go.
I have laughter.
It's the weirdest part is because I got like fairly decent headphones that like kind of like noise canceling, and I can see her piercing laugh like straight through my ear.
All right, let's go.
I'm so happy.
Aw.
All right. It looked like earlier. We don't have that picture, but we were just telling you about the fact that this situation's almost over, so that breaking news is over as far as we're concerned. Meanwhile,
sorry. One more time.
Broken. It's now fixed.
Can we go from here on out? We don't play it again, right?
No, we don't. But crushed it.
A Polk County man.
Josh Benson also looks like he got his haircut done at Fantastic Sam's. By the way.
Yeah, he looks like a fucking Lego hair on his head.
Using a milk.
He's like,
crate.
What the hell's Fantastic Apparently Sam's? Is that like free haircuts because they're all in college?
All right, let's
like basically
illegal. Timothy Trawler was charged with possession of stolen property and then hauled off to jail. News Channel 8's Melissa Marino spoke to his family, who has a big problem with this arrest.
Good evening. His family tells me that they are shocked that this landed him in jail, but we're told this is the same as having a shopping cart. It belongs to a business, so if you're busted with one, you could end up in jail.
It shouldn't be enough to carry you to jail.
But that's exactly...
Oh, no!
Oh, my county is so dumb.
Dutch.
No,
exactly what happened to Timothy.
Please tell me they have more from that well-spoken individual.
Let me try. Let me see if
Mother
I
can. Fucker.
Every time he pauses, he goes back to the beginning.
Yeah, because it's the news on.
It's Polk County, baby.
All right.
His family tells me that they are shocked that this landed him in jail, but we're told this is the same as having a shopping cart. It belongs to a business, so if you're busted with one, you could end up in jail.
It shouldn't be enough to carry you to jail.
But that's exactly...
Dutch, you got it, right? I need that drop. You got it? Thank you.
I got it.
It shouldn't be enough to carry you to jail.
What happened to Timothy Troller of Auburndale? We're told a deputy saw him riding his bike along the road Thursday night.
They see somebody riding a bicycle 10 o'clock. At night, they may stop and have a conversation with him.
Why is
wait,
it
fucking why? Wait,
why though?
Why would you fucking stop somebody riding a bike at 10 o'clock at night? Are you fucking kidding me? This is how Polk County Sheriff is being used in this goddamn area.
Is it a bad neighborhood?
No, Auburndale. It's Auburndale, so it's not that bad. But
yeah, well, I'm poor and dumb. I mean,
yeah. I'm just wondering if it's like, you know, one of those ones where the cops, you know, are constantly checking on it. I don't know.
I mean, the
residents have like nicknames like Slocum Jim or One-Eyed Steven. What up there, One-Eyed?
That's when the deputy spotted a crate attached
out my eyeball.
Well, apparently this guy's name was Milk Crate.
Attached to his bike with Sunshine State Dairy Farm stamped on it. He charged Troller with possession of stolen property, a misdemeanor.
You're possessing something that is stolen from a business, whether it's as small as a milk crate or a shopping cart.
Troller claimed he found it on the side of the road. His grandfather tells News Channel
here he
had no idea this was even a crime.
My daughter and her fiance cleans out houses and stuff and all. Lord, I've had milk crates all in my yard here. But I wouldn't do no silly stuff like that right there. Carry a man in jail for a milk cart, and I'd warn him and give him a ticket or something.
Wow, I love this guy!
This sounds like one of the Squidbillies.
This guy is our neighbor? Can we?
Dude, he looks like the grandpa from Beverly Hillbillies. Like, you can't go back and rewind. Like, he looks exactly like him.
He does. You're right.
From the are always looking.
Jed Clamp.
Put a straw cowboy hat on his head.
This was even a crime.
My daughter and her fiance cleans out houses and stuff and all. Lord, I've had milk crates all in my yard here. But I wouldn't do no silly stuff like that right there. Carry a man in jail for a milk carton. I'd warn him and give him
milk carton. A milk carton.
Milk carton.
This guy,
like Sam Elliott's like third cousin.
This guy lives 10 miles from us.
Third, fourth removed.
This guy lives 10 miles from us, guys. You want to point out where I live?
Should we invite him to our Halloween party?
Yes. Can we get him
in
studio?
It's a different planet. Florida is a different planet.
I want to get this guy in studio. I'm sure we can make it happen.
Florida is a different planet that's about to get a bath from Hurricane Matthew and Hurricane Nicole, more than likely.
I would love to talk to this gentleman at length.
I'm addicted or something.
Our deputies are always looking for those who are out doing even the smallest crime, because what we've learned is those who will go out and steal a milk crate, for example, are the same people that are probably breaking into cars, breaking into your house.
Edward Hale admits his grandson has a long criminal record, but he doesn't agree with this.
Yeah.
She equated that the type of people who would steal a milk crate, which, by the way, who still uses milk crates? Who still does milk deliveries?
The guy on the bicycle. The poor guy that lives in Auburn.
That's the would be breaking into cars. He saw a milk crate on the side of the road. You're going to equate those two? Come on.
Yeah, no, he saw a milk crate and he had basically attached it to his bike to hold shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and also, it wasn't like the guy went to wherever the business was and stole it from their property. It was already gone from the property. That property doesn't even exist anymore, probably.
Dude, I see milk cartons on the road all the time.
Well, yeah, fucking Boomhauer said earlier that he had a shit ton of milk crates at the back of his yard.
Yeah, I use them for potting my plants.
You know, I'm just traveling all night with that milk crate. It's on the side of the road one goddamn. You know, I'm just trying to ride my bike and stuff. Just stop by.
So why are the cops going there? Like, first of all, that news just like outed him.
That man is 911. I'm in here. Don't make a little mark, man. Go dig, boom, man. There's a fire, day. And it don't that gum that come out everywhere, man.
He really basically sound like him. I understood only every third word. Yeah, that's a little
that's
more.
Stupid.
This arrest.
That's just dumb.
Wait till he does something wrong. That's the way I feel about it.
Right now, Troller is still in the Polk County Jail. We're told that he has first appearance tomorrow morning.
For a milk carton that he found on the side of the road.
Yeah, he's fucked.
I like the way when the news does this, though, because it really does point out some of the idiotic nonsense that happens. So when they shed light on these kind of stories, it's kind of like, what the fuck?
A bisexual Ian in the chat says, that guy sounds like the voiceover from Frontierland in Magic Kingdom. Oh. It's the wildest ride in the wilderness.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Does kind of sound like
the Pet Cemetery is down that road, but I wouldn't go down that road if I were you.
All right. And apparently a guest in the chat room says, I really think the show is better when you listen to it with the sound turned off. So apparently there's a hater in the chat room, guys.
That's rude.
Thank you. Hey, you know what? Thank you.
Guest 579-224. Call in.
Yeah, call in, bro. 954-5.
Let's hear what you got to say, man.
954.
Yeah, quality control.
954-573-2780.
Here's the thing, though. He's not 100% wrong.
No, he's not.
Fuck him.
Though he might be Sean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It says, didn't you guys used to have a lurch-looking fucker on the show? Still alive, or did the AIDS kill him?
That's why
an 80s joke. You're like 30 years behind.
Why I'm saying just be Sean.
I respect Sean too much. I don't think Sean would do an AIDS joke. That's old material.
No, he's a hack. He's fine. He does it all the time.
Oh, you're right.
If it's about himself, he is very self-deprecating.
You're right.
Who's Sean? We're not friends on Facebook, so I don't know him.
Oh, he unfriended you. That's right. I forgot.
Awkward.
Got really, really awkward.
Yeah, again.
Again. I thought like everything was cool and peachy and whatever, sunshine and farts.
Sunshine, lollipops.
It's more farts
rainbows
than sunshine.
All right.
Moving on.
Yeah, go ahead. Next story.
Christian mom has 11-minute meltdown after accidentally hearing a hip hop song on the radio.
I got to play that one because it's a video.
Oh. She's not a Christian!
Whoa.
Jesus Christ is my nigga.
That's better. In a video posted on YouTube, a mother of four who says her car radio is normally turned to Christian rock, only Christian rock, has a tearful breakdown after relating how she and her four children had to hear a hip-hop song on a top 40 radio station.
Oh, you had to.
Oh, God.
Dare I ask what the song was?
The song was North North by Vince Staples.
North North?
Released a year ago.
You want to hear a bit of the song? I'll
I want to hear it.
Just please.
Then her reaction.
No!
North North.
I hope this doesn't get it kicked off because it's
bitch,
Vivo.
Thirsty, please grab Sprite. My crib's lurking, don't die tonight.
Okay.
I just want to dance with you, baby. Just don't move too fast. I'm too crazy.
All right. Why don't you stop? All right.
So we got a gist of it. Is that good?
Yeah.
That's fine.
Only because I just know YouTube and, you know, there could be cunts. All right. Let's start the
North North, not to be confused with Bork Bork by DJ Shwee Shift.
Yeah, so that's a different guy. Don't play it, Dutch. Bork. Don't do it.
I'm going to.
Okay. You are. I don't believe you.
Do it.
All right. I've just been waiting if you're really going to play because I want to hit play. And then it's going
to. Oh, I don't have it. I lost it.
Okay, good. You're lying. When I hit play, you're going to do it anyway.
No, I don't have it, dude. I don't have it on my computer. I'm telling you. Please play the story.
All right.
Hey, horse score, Borgin, and
no,
bork,
it doesn't
bork,
count
bork.
If you do it. It doesn't count if you do it.
It kind of counts. John knows. John knows what's up.
All right. But let's hear her rant.
Okay.
Like, this is on our local radio station. This crap is being played. I couldn't even believe the words that I was listening to. And as a mom, it infuriated me. Like, why is this on here? Like, so obviously the cuss words were bleeped out, but I'm not stupid. Like, we can dictate what they're saying, right? And it, like, I started to get tears in my eyes. It upset me so much. And my 11-year-old daughter listens to this radio station. Never again will she listen to this. And I want to read. I looked up the song, and I looked up the lyrics, and I read the lyrics.
She's about to cry, by the way. Just so people that aren't seeing it.
I hope she cries.
That's why you hear pauses.
I hope she cries.
She's an emotional wreck. She needs help, actually. I feel bad for her.
She needs to stop making children is what she needs to stop.
This is what's happened. This is, what happens when you have that many kids at such a young age. She breaking point.
All right,
yeah, young age. How old is she? Because she sounds like she's in her 60s.
No, she looks like she's in her 30s.
Early 30s.
You need to have a license to operate a car. You need to have a license to do a lot of things. Maybe you need to have a license to do social media. That's all I'm saying.
Or just turn the radio off. That's the one thing I don't understand.
Yeah, you just turn out. You just whoop, turn it off. Oopsie daisy.
I cannot believe this stuff is on the radio. I'm sorry.
Why can't you believe it?
Is trying to go viral?
No.
I'm using that for our next promo about our show.
That's a good call, Dutch. I like that.
This is what our youth is being subjected to. Okay, I'm going to read it to you.
This is going to be awesome.
And I'm
actually
going
to do some production work for once.
To just listen to the words. And I'm telling you that some of this, I'm going to cuss. I'm just going to repeat what it says.
Oh, my God.
But these aren't my words, obviously.
Okay, wait. So she's mad at the lyrics, but she's going to curse in front of her children that she's trying to protect.
Clearly in the background.
Yeah, they're playing with their Fisher Price in the back.
Okay.
All right.
I just want you to listen to it, okay? All right. Okay. It's a little long, so bear with me.
We getting trolled.
It says...
I don't know. This is from Raw Story, so it's not a fake site. It's a real site.
I'm not saying it's not a real site, but is she trolling
all of us? Is she over crying?
Like it's a bit.
Well, let's see. Well, let's play it all. We'll decide. How about that?
Bitch, you thirsty. Please grab a Sprite. My crypt's lurking. Don't die tonight. I just want to dance with you, baby. Just don't move too fast. I'm too crazy. Man down. Down the Ave. And get shaded. Take a nigga mind off that.
She's not allowed to say that.
Fuck in the whip. Slide right back in the function. One wrong word. Start busting.
By the way, you know somebody is going to take the instrumental version and put Mitch, do me a look it up.
They need to do that now, then, because I'm going to buy that shit right now.
Mitch, look right now, because if it hasn't been done,
it's our job.
Could be very good.
I was going to say, is this video going viral?
It's Raw Story's pretty big site. So you want me to? Yeah, I can check how many YouTube views it has. Let's see. I can find out right now.
Put that on my Yankee hat.
It's getting there.
Yeah.
Close to half a million. Yeah.
Okay.
And it was posted a month ago.
Fuck gangster rap. Where the ladies at? Where the hoes? Where the bitches?
You know what's more offensive is the children banging on their toys.
How annoying is that?
That's way more annoying.
And she's cursing right in front of them.
Maybe she's venting because of it. And rather than yelling at the kids, she's taking out her hatred for this song, which there really is nothing wrong with the song. She just needs some sort of outlet.
Does she not know that that's probably her reaction to that and her kids seeing their mom have a breakdown and then start cursing because she heard cursing is going to be a lot more confusing to them growing up if she had just changed
all right,
the channel.
Let's hear it and let's see if this would work.
That's why I think we're getting trolled here.
No, but let's see if this would work. Okay?
No way.
Hold on. Let's find out.
It's a little long, so bear with me.
Dude, you go back too far.
It says, bitch, you thirsty. Please grab a Sprite. My crypt's lurking. Don't die tonight. I just want to dance with you, baby. Just don't move too fast. I'm too crazy. Man down, down the Ave, and get shaded. Take a nigga mind off that. We can dip, fuck in the whip, slide right back in the function. One wrong word, start busting. Put that on my Yankee hat. I'm a gangster crip. Fuck gangster rap. Where the ladies at? Where the hoes? Where the bitches? Every real nigga know the difference. Bandana brown like the dope daddy shooting in the kitchen. Real Nerf side nigga. Never went to Polly, Wilson, or Cabrilla. Cocaine color of Acrylo. I don't even know if I pronounced that right. T-scrap moving for the D-Lo. What he know? then that was the first verse. This is the main.
No, dude, she nailed it.
Dude, she was on point.
To her going throughout all the lyrics and just like, I just want to hear why she has a problem with
it. Well, actually, I think I synced up really well with the music I played, Dutch. You're welcome.
Yeah, it was very good.
That was good. But yeah, there's like three more verses and she's going to do
it. I don't think she's going to do all of them.
Says, right. I ain't never ran from nothing but the police.
It's an 11-minute
from
video.
The city where the skinny carry strong heat. Nerfside, Long Beach, Nerfside, Long Beach. So let's just encourage kids to run from the police because that's okay, right? We wonder why this society is so messed up.
I don't think we're being trolled, dude. Hearing this, she really does sound legit. Like, for real.
Yeah.
I want it to be legit. Here's why I don't think we're being trolled either. If she was smart enough to troll people, she wouldn't let her kid in the background be banging stuff during the video. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think so.
Well, maybe.
And also,
maybe she's not even a Christian at all. She has no problem cursing in front of her kids or whatever, and she's making a point. I don't know.
How do you know it's a child and not her husband making that sound to pretend like there's a child in the
background?
That's a good point. You don't see the kid.
Wow, we have become so cynical that we want things to be real, but it's so hard to believe them.
But here's the problem is that like we have it's very embarrassing as a show when you play something that's clearly a troll and you don't find out until app listeners tell you right. That we are on guard. And it's happened to us a few times.
You don't want to be that guy that didn't Snopes it.
Yeah. But let's finish.
Listen to the music. This is the second verse.
Oh, get the music.
Hit the corner.
Same as the first.
Make a dollar flip and split the dollars with my mama children. Folks need Porsches. Hoes need abortions.
That's what it did for her because she has an abortion.
Genius.
She's crying, dude. She's crying.
Because she realizes that she should have had an abortion.
Just need y'all out my business. Never no problem. Playing no pitches. Never no problem. Spraying no witnesses. No face, no case. Been with the shit. Hopped out broad day, then emptied clips. This is where it gets really messed up. Cut class, because it wasn't about cash. So talking about cutting school.
Oh, that's really... That's
school wasn't no fun, because I couldn't bring my gun.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to go listen to this real song because I'm digging the lyrics, if I'm being honest.
It's just so ridiculous, though. It's so
I know.
I was going to ask you pretty, pretty please, but if you're already going to do it.
I mean, it's really good. I would love to play it, but I know YouTube, you know, and their fucking policies.
Yeah, it's such a pain in the ass.
When change going to come, like Obama would say, but they shooting every day round my mama in them way. So we put an AK where Kanye and them stay, and that's for any nigga say he got a problem with me. Now I'm crippin' where I'm living. Come and follow me, pistol popping Poppy Street. Then it goes back.
Pistol popping Poppy Street.
To the main course. I ain't never ran from nothing but the police from the city where the skinny carry strong heat.
What is that? I don't know.
What the hell was that?
I don't know. That's from the video.
It's been going on ever for a while now.
She has her phone next to her, and that's what you get the text, I think, Dutch. That noise you heard?
Yeah, it's the husband saying, give me, leave your keys under the doormat. We're done.
Still here. Nate Dogg still here because a nigga's like me. Police still scared because a nigga's like me. Really? In the hood like a dollar sweet tea or a Lucy burger. You ain't with the business, nigga. Who you murdered? You ain't heard of cold chain. Best thing, smoking out the city, riding round with.
Angry. Why, Dutch? I think that she has a good.
I'm just getting annoyed at her.
Children listen to this and they get influenced. Is that what you want? Do you want a kid trying to rap?
Well, I want to hear her analysis of it. I don't want to hear her read every fucking lyric.
Here, I'll try to cut forward tonight. Okay, let's see if it's here.
I'm raising four little girls.
Here you go. Better?
Here we go.
And that just breaks my heart. That's the kind of music.
She's raising four girls. Why
I'm
did she?
I'm afraid that my daughters are going to become coal burners when they get up. And these are the kind of men. They're going to take these long, black, delicious
cocks in their buttholes and faces, which I should have had, but my husband's white and Jewish, and he doesn't have the same type of equipment that I would like.
I guarantee you that's what it is. I guarantee you that's what it is, too. She really wants it. All right, let's go.
That is being played, and they're probably not even really listening to the lyrics. But I tell you right now, music has a strong influence on our children. And
look at the influence on me. I'm crying my eyes out for absolutely no reason whatsoever.
That what your kids are listening to can have an impact on their lives. Like I said, I don't ever listen to that radio station. It's almost like I was meant to hear it. And maybe I was meant to let you guys know about it. I don't know. I just, you know, you hear songs, especially rap songs, because sometimes you can't always understand what they're saying.
Hold on, time out.
They rap so fast.
She thought it was a divine intervention to allow everyone to know. Have you heard of this rap music? I gotta let you guys know, it's very violent and ghetto. Like, what does she think?
Can you imagine if she listened to rap music in the 90s, like Tupac and Biggie, that was really bad, like Hit 'Em Up?
She would be in a corner.
She would have had a stroke.
Okay, I'm going to read this here for you guys. It says, fuck your bitch and the click you claim. It's actually, the thing is, rap is way tamer than it used to be. They used to literally kill each other.
Yep.
Right.
There really was like this East and West a feud.
I mean, clearly this guy's, you know, one of those ignorant idiots, and he's just basically stringing words together and whatever. That's normal in any type of gangster rap. But the old school shit, like you were saying, that was straight up like, hey, I'm giving out their address, where they live, what their mom looks like. Hey, everybody have fun. Like,
yep.
It was a lot worse back then.
Yeah, I mean, it was bad. All right, let's finish it up. I only got a minute left.
And it's, you don't really hear it. But when I pulled up these lyrics and I read what was being said,
my pussy got wet.
In front of my children.
I have been so upset all morning because I cannot believe that they
I had to leave my husband and get a black dick for that. Oh, sorry. What?
We need a prank.
What time is it?
That was clean, Dutch. That was clean.
It really was clean.
That was 100% clean.
It's 8:48. That is clean.
Yeah! Box wine!
Wine was invented by the Romans. For orgies.
Pray, guys, for our youth. It's bad enough that they've got boners to deal with social media and pressure at school. But now we've got to, you know, we have to worry about stuff like this, too. You know, popular rap. Who sings this? Who sings this? Bye.
I thought she was going to scold her child for, like, making all that racket.
Songwriters Michael Volpe.
I want to speak to your assistant.
Vince Staples. Published by Sony, ATV Music, Warner. Yes.
A little company called Sony. Don't know if you've heard about it.
Summertime 06 is who sings this, I guess. Never heard of it.
I don't even know. It's not even Jesus, so I don't know about it.
You guys need to be paying attention.
You guys need to be paying attention to Jesus.
Let you guys know about this.
And the Lord. And a little thing called the Holy Spirit.
She is Kimmy Schmidt. She's been underground. And then just all of a sudden was just like, can you believe what the blacks are doing these days? Like, what is she freaking out about?
Well, I tell you what, I agree with her. The other day I was listening.
Oh shit, Pastor Royce.
I was listening to this music the other day. And I was, I forget what song it was. I'm trying to think. Have you heard of this new rap group called Drew Hill?
Well, they've been around for a little while.
There's a colored gentleman in it with some hair. I believe his name is Sosko, and he was singing about thongs. Now,
that's Cisco, Pastor Royce.
Yeah.
I don't know. It had a Q in it. I'm pretty sure it's Sosko. I was listening to it, and he was singing about thongs. Now, you know what that is? Walking around on the beach, showing your dairy air so everyone could see it. I was listening to the show on the way here. There shouldn't be arresting people for milk cartons. They should be arresting these rappers for putting these lyrics in people's heads. There's this other
Pastor Royce, do you pray for the ladies that are only wearing thongs and care about thongs?
I pray for everybody. I pray for ladies wearing thongs, for delicious looking gentlemen who also wear thongs. I pray for everybody.
Praise Jesus.
I turn the other butt cheek, as they say. I pray for everybody. Now, remember, come to my search, the Southern Baptist, Primitive Southern Baptist Church, right behind the Kmart. Now, I don't think that his hair color was real, that Sosko fella, but I would like I would like to read some of the lyrics, if I may, like this young lady did. I'd like to read some of the
lyrics. Absolutely, Pastor. Go ahead.
Hold on. I have to put on my reading glasses. Oh, that dress so scandalous, and you know another nigga can't handle it. So you shaking that thing like who's the ish? That's not even a word. That's not a word he's saying. With a look in her eyes so devilish. You see that word there? He's openly admitting. Openly admitting he worships the devil. Apparently, these thongs are haunted by demons.
I think he's describing her look, no?
These thongs are haunted by demons.
Okay, or whatever you say.
So I have to do an exorcist. I need to go over there to their homes, get all their thongs, and I have to smell them to make sure the demons are in there.
Praise Jesus.
I'm blessed with a gift. When you smell thongs, you can smell the sulfur. And that's how you could tell if there was a demon.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a very sulfurous smell, like hail.
I have a question for you, Pastor Royce.
Yes.
So if you were to do like a regular exorcism, what does that process entail, if you don't mind me asking?
What I do is I first have to get my supplies. Holy water is in high demand because of the hurricane, so I buy some nitrate.
Yeah,
and I ask the Lord to bless it. I go over to their home, and in case there's a demon, you want to knock them out. So you could buy ether on eBay. You put some on a rag, and you cover their face.
So the person possessed by the demon, you're saying?
Of course.
Oh, okay.
When they pass out, it's safe to go in there and exercise it. You smell the thong. You smell the sulfur while they're still wearing it, of course. Then what you need to do is, to scare the demons, is you try on all of their underwear.
Oh, really?
You take pictures of them, of yourself in the underwear. And you put it on your Instagram. And actually, if you want to follow me, it's at Pastor Royce. _real_southern_primitive_baptist_ now, the real deal.
Pastor 69 Royce, on
Instagram.
I thought it was called the Sinstagram because it was full of sin.
Not when I'm on it. I cleanse it. So once the woman and or man is knocked out,
right?
What you do is you smell it, you wear it, and then if they are possessed, what you do is you give them a gigantic wedgie with it, right? And when shit comes out, that's a demon coming out through your body.
Do you anoint them, Pastor Royce, with your special anointing? I don't even know how to use the words without offending you, Pastor Royce.
Do you have human holy water?
Please pray for me, Pastor Royce.
What I do is, if I don't have holy water, like I said, I pour some nitrate on them. And that usually gets them going. And then what I do is, to be safe, because you don't want the demon to get you, you call the police and you say it was a young Puerto Rican gentleman that did it. Yeah. And usually you get off scot-free that way, because in my neighborhood, they just believe me, you know? But if I could read just a couple more lyrics here.
Absolutely, Pastor Royce. Please do.
You don't mind. You like to dance on the hip-hop spots, and you cruise the cruise to connect the dots. Not just urban like the pop, because she's living la vida loca. Now, they're speaking tongues. What language is that?
That's Spanish.
That's the demon coming out. That's a demon language.
I take offense to that, but that's okay, Pastor Royce. Thank you.
Well, I forgive you, Mark. I forgive you. I forgive you, but it's okay. You know, we're all human. And we all make mistakes sometimes.
I'm going to use that. Just start saying I forgive you just out of nowhere.
I like it when the beat goes da-dun-da-da. Baby, make your booty go da-dun-da-da. Now, that's devil talk. Da-dun-da-da, I speak demon. That know your enemy, you know. That's devil talk for worship the devil, look at her butt, and I can't translate the last one.
Yeah.
It's not a good word. I don't think I'd say it on your program.
I'm sure. Pretty sure you can say whatever you want.
I won't do it. I'm not a sinner. I'm not.
But you have free reign.
I won't do it. I won't. I already had to say the N-word earlier, and I felt uncomfortable saying that.
Hmm. All right,
well, technically, you could have used that word before 1864, so you're okay, Pastor Royce. It's totally fine. Because I know that you are definitely old school.
That is correct. He left. Okay, well, Pastor Royce is gone. Sorry, guys. He
just kind of walked out.
Yeah,
there.
He left. I don't know what happened. He got scared, I guess.
He's I like the fact that like he's super hip with the times that Cisco was. That's what's current to him now.
Hey, you know, hey, he listens to music, you know. He knows what kids listen to.
He's got a lot of catching up to do, honestly.
But they're down in South, you know, things take a little longer to get down there.
Right.
It's like Europe.
And by the way, for the guy in the chat who's trying to troll us and talking shit, I got your IP address. I know you're in Lakeland. I'm hoping it's Sean. But either way, I mean, I know where you kind of are, dude. So why don't you?
That's weird that you're threatening to, like, you're going to pull a fucking, you know, what was that? Jay and Silent Bob?
Yeah.
Go to the house and punch out.
Oh, no. I never said I'm going to go there. I'm just saying.
That's
what
it sounds like, dude. What are you doing?
No, I would never go over there. I'm never going to hit anybody. I'm just saying. I'm wondering if it's Sean because I see it's in Lakeland. That's all.
Oh, okay. It sounded like you were threatening.
No, fuck you crazy. I'm going to hit anybody.
I'm going to come at you, bro vibe.
No, it's more like a, hey, if you're going to be a troll, do a better job.
Right. Thank you. That really is more what I meant. For real.
Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of old hack going on with guest 579224, and so I'm not impressed.
Hashtag troll on, not impressed.
Remember when we got invaded by 4chan?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
And we converted a lot of 4chaners.
A lot. A lot of people hung around. They were just like, hey, you guys are actually kind of fun.
Exactly.
Well, what about that one time everyone kept on calling our radio show asking for the Jaeger machine? That was during a tornado a hurricane that passed through Alabama.
Oh, by the way, it is Sean that's the guest in the chat room, and I know that because I went. When you go into the admin in the chat, you can pull up their IP address, and I got the latitude and longitude and put the address in, and I'm looking at the house.
Triangulated it?
I'm looking at the
house. Sean, I love you.
Now that's just weird because now listeners know that you can do that, and they're not going to want to come to the chat room because I don't want him to know where I live.
Oh. Do you understand that anyone can do that at any point in time ever now?
Most people are stupid and don't know that.
Well, then they should be
smarter.
They're
too busy stealing milk crates.
Then you're welcome. We educated you. Be safe on the internet and fucking hide your IP if you want to troll someone for real.
That's why you see I didn't say anything because I figured it was Sean. I did.
Yeah.
That's why you saw me not engaging or anything because I figured it was him.
Except for the last 5 minutes.
No. The last 5 minutes I only did it because I was pulling up the info and I kind of figured it was him. And when it said Lakeland, I was like, that's probably him. But then I got the latitude. I didn't know Dutch. Honestly, I didn't even know I could do that until right now.
Yeah, it's like when you realize you have like a new power.
That's
like,
crazy, isn't it?
It's like preacher.
I'm serious. I'm seriously just like I don't give a fuck anymore. Like I just want to go to war all the time.
Yeah, so, I know. Exactly.
But it was in a very playful way, so it wasn't anything like I'm personally offended by this. Like, whatever.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's like Statler and Waldorf from the Muppet Show. Like this right here is my favorite part. Which part? The part where it's over. No.
All right. Well, it's time for us to wrap up, though.
It's that time.
Yeah. Ew. Yeah, I know. Show went by fast. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Tomorrow, Cousin Joe Show. And Sean changed his name. I was right. Yes! I did! I figured it out this time. Sean's got us before, but this time I figured it out. All right, guys. All right, guys.
Every little victory counts, right?
No, good for him. He got it for a while. If it wasn't for that, I was playing Pastor Royce.
I knew it was him.
Honestly, here's what happened. Marie told me to mute the mic. She goes, you should do Pastor Royce because, you know, the story before. So I was actually in that moment pulling up the IP, but then I go, yeah, you're right. I should do Pastor Royce.
Wait, you're Pastor Royce?
No.
What the
hold on,
fuck, dude?
Baidu Pastor Royce.
This is like when my parents told me Santa wasn't
real.
Hold
on. Baidu Pastor Royce, that's code in this house. We let him in the house. He was outside. And it interrupted me. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain! Set me free. Thanks for listening, everybody. The Real Thing Podcast, R-E-E-L, on morelikeradio.com to check out Mark's show. It's fucking awesome. Doing a show next week, Mark?
We will be. We will be with Chris Wetton, as always, my co-host, and we'll have a special guest on there, too. So please listen. Nice. Thank you for your patronage.
Awesome. Cousin Joe tomorrow. Make sure to listen to Dr. Rorschach on the weekend. All the other great shows are More Like Radio. We are out of here, guys.
Wiener. 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 Wiener.